Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
There is help for would-be homebuyers who are saddled with student debt.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's tough enough these days for young people to be able to afford a home. Add to that the additional burden of student loan debt, and it's even tougher to become a homeowner. The Wall Street Journal's Jillian Berman says some new programs, including those from several states, aim to make it easier to buy a home, even with crushing student debt. First, Jillian, you write about a study that says college graduates with student debt are less likely to buy a home than grads with debt, and that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, so there are a couple of reasons why that's the case. One is that because they're so focused on paying down their student loans, these borrowers don't have enough money for a down payment. But another reason is because they may, even if they do have the money for a down payment, they may be penalized by mortgage lenders when they're, you know, trying to get a loan to buy a home.
All right, then let's talk about some of these new programs. Well, most of them are new. There are some new policies you write about from mortgage market giant Fannie Mae.
Yes. So Fannie Mae announced three new policies in April to help people with student loans buy homes. The first gives people the opportunity to refinance their mortgage and take out some of the equity in their home to pay off a student loan. And under that program, you don't even have to be a student loan borrower to use it, but you must be putting the money that you take out of your home into paying off a student loan. The second is that they've instructed lenders not to consider student loan payments being made by someone else. So say a parent or your grandparent is paying off your student loan when they're, you know, evaluating a borrower's debt to income ratio. The third allows lenders to consider a borrower's actual student loan payment. Before, lenders had to assume that a borrower was making a minimum of 1% of their total balance as a payment on their student loan, even though the reality is many borrowers, thanks to programs that allow you to pay off your debt as a percentage of your income, are actually making a payment much smaller than that. So it's much less difficult for them, say, to afford a mortgage payment than what lenders were forced to consider.
So I imagine this would help out a lot of people since there are several initiatives.
Yes, yes. And the last one, you know, covers potentially millions of borrowers. Income-driven repayment programs are popular now and they're growing. So it's likely that many more people with student debt will be seeking out mortgages and paying their loans off this way.
Jillian, talk about the state of Maryland's Smart Buy program, which was launched last fall.
Yeah, so this is a program that's the first of its kind, and basically the state of Maryland provides eligible borrowers with a second mortgage, a second no-interest mortgage loan that they can use to pay off their student loan. And if the borrower remains in a home for 5 years, that's forgiven. So if you use this program to buy a home, you stay in the home for 5 years, then your student debt is paid off.
So you have to have a minimum amount of money, I guess, to qualify for this?
Yes. So you have to be able to pay off your entire student loan has to be able to be paid off at the time of the home purchase. So if there's Maryland will give, I believe it's up to 15% of the purchase price as that second mortgage loan. If there's a little left over in your student debt from that number, you have to be able to pay it off at the time of the purchase.
I'm speaking with Jillian Berman of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're talking about new programs, mostly new programs to help people who have a lot of student debt become homeowners. Jillian, there is also New York State's graduate to home ownership.
Yeah, so that's a program that they launched about a month ago, and it provides down payment assistance and a subsidized mortgage to students who have recently graduated. But they have to qualify for the program, they have to move to an upstate town that's part of a downtown revitalization program. So you can't use it to, say, you know, buy a house in Brooklyn. You need to be going to one of these places that New York is trying to build up and to, you know, to sort of renew.
And I suppose there are other requirements, too. You have to have at least an associate's or bachelor's or master's, and I guess it's within the last 2 years.
Yeah, so it's within the last 2 years, which, you know, this is the first year they've done the program. That may present some challenges because it's many people who are within 2 years of graduating.
And I apologize. The article says within the past 48 months. So that's 4 years.
Right, 4 years. Excuse me. Yeah. So, that could present some challenges just because, you know, people who are, they may not be quite ready to purchase a home that quickly. But we'll see how it goes.
Finally, Jillian, Ohio has a program that has actually been around for a while called Grants for Grads.
Yeah, so Ohio's program has been around since 2009, and it provides some assistance to recent graduates who want to buy homes in the state. And, you know, even though it's been around for a bit, they've seen an uptick over the past couple of years in the number of people taking advantage of it. And, you know, some theories as to why include that, you know, student debt has become a sort of much more of a burden or top of mind for many young people these days. So they may be looking for ways to ease that.
So there are several states with these initiatives. And I guess, you know, if you're really concerned about it and you're not in one of those states, Fannie Mae is the way to go.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So only a few states offer these kinds of programs, and they're, you know, they have many requirements, and, you know, because they're usually working towards a goal in addition to helping student loan borrowers, so economic development or something like that. So the requirements are stringent. So if you don't fit them, then, yeah, you might want to, you know, look around at a Fannie Mae-backed lender and see how they treat you.
Jillian Berman of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.